Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
New hotel and travel center set for development on Garner Lake Road. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Campbell County developer is moving forward with a new hotel and travel center on Garner Lake Road. According to the Gillette News Record, at last Thursday's meeting, commissioners agreed to sell a vacant 5-acre county-owned lot to Eastern Gillette Development, LLC, which plans to build a hotel as the second phase of a multi-year project that includes a travel center slated for completion in July 2025. Eastern Gillette Development's $330,000 bid edged out Bell Road Ranch's $320,000 proposal for a truck wash. However, Commissioner Del Shellstead mentioned that discussions for a potential future collaboration between the two groups are underway. Rusty Bell from the Office of Economic Transformation praised the project as a perfect scenario for county-led economic growth, noting that jobs and tax revenue generated will outweigh the initial property cost. With planned accommodations for at least 150 trucks, the travel center will help ease congestion at nearby truck stops, supporting both local commerce and travelers. Originally purchased in 2019, the county's vacant lot was initially intended for a visitor center, but the project has since evolved to meet the area's expanding development needs. University of Wyoming volleyball team forfeits match amid controversy over transgender player. The University of Wyoming has forfeited two scheduled volleyball matches against San Jose State University, citing a decision made by school leadership rather than the players. Following court filings and news highlighting the California team's inclusion of a transgender player, UW's leadership opted to cancel the games despite the team's split vote on the matter. According to Chad Baldwin, UW spokesperson, the decision ultimately aimed to avoid placing the responsibility on student athletes. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.